daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall thee, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you again on this early morning. We rise to magnify you. We rise to glorify you. And we rise to honor and bless your holy name. It's on a daily basis, God, that we rise to magnify you and to glorify you, because you are worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. And as I bask in the beauty of the creation that you have made out here, oh, God, in this area, God, I just thank you for just another day that you have made, where I can boldly declare that this is the day that you have made, that the Lord have made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life, and life that more abundantly, Lord, that I don't just have to live this day by just making it by, that I don't have to just go make it by on the hair of my chinny chin chin, Lord, but I can move forward, God. I can walk in victory, Lord. I can walk in your favor. I can walk, oh God, in might and power, God, because you are a God that not only provides all of my needs or supplies all of my needs, but Lord, you bless me with those things that are exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. Lord, Lord, I just don't have to depend upon new mercies that you bless everybody to see, oh God, but I'm blessed and highly favored, Lord. I'm somebody special to you, God. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm peculiar people. Lord, you called me out of darkness, Lord. You didn't just speak me into existence, Lord, but you shaped and formed me, Lord, and you put your spirit in me, God. You chose to dwell in me, Lord. So I'm just not any old person that's breathing in this land of the living, but I'm somebody in you. And I thank you for being a great God. I thank you for being a mighty God. I thank you for being God that cannot be compared to anyone else. I'm in awe of your goodness, oh God, that you bless me with every single day. God, you overflow me and overwhelm me and overshadow me with blessings that I don't even have room enough to receive. And Lord, when I give to you, God, you give back unto me, God, greater than I could have ever imagined, Lord. And you meet every need that's needed, God. You supply every need that's needed, God. You provide protection anytime it's needed, God. You are a keeper. You are a way maker. You are a provider, Lord. You are a strong tower. Lord, you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, God. You are life, oh God, and even that more abundantly. God, and I just want to tell you thank you, Lord, for just another day, another opportunity to worship you and adore you, another day to acknowledge, God, that you alone are God, not to just thank you for the fishes and loaves, Lord, that you bless us with every single day, God, in our right minds, food on our table, clothes on our backs, Lord, that's the fishes and the loaves, Lord, but I thank you for a mind to serve you, God, I thank you for a mind to trust you, Lord, I thank you for a mind to press towards you, Lord, and to seek greater that you have for me, Lord, I thank you, God, that the things that you have for me are greater than I could even ever imagine. God, you said, I haven't seen, ear hasn't heard, neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store for us. But Lord, I'm confident, Lord, that you have great things in store for me, because the next verse tells us that your spirit shows us and reveals us what you have in store for us, oh God, on this day. And so God, as we seek your face this morning, Lord, as we turn from our wicked ways and lay aside those things that are unlike you, oh God, we look for you, oh God, to show yourself almighty on our behalf on today, God. We ask that you would show us your glory, oh God, on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we can't make it without your glory, oh God. We can't move, oh Lord, without your glory, God. We can't press towards that mark, that prize, that higher calling, Lord, without your glory, oh God. So fill us with your glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, but before you fill us, Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, wash us and make us whole. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, I don't want to have any bad attitude taking up any room, Lord. I don't want to have any foolishness taking up any space, Lord. I don't want to have any hurt feelings, oh God, or grudges being held, Lord, to take up any room in me, Lord. But I want them all to be cleaned out, Lord. I want you to clean me out, Lord, inside out, Lord. And I may meet you, God. I want your spirit to have in my life and in my discussions. I want him to have his way in my thoughts and in my actions. I want the Holy Spirit to have his way so that I'll walk right, Lord, and that I'll talk right, Lord, and that I'll live right in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may love right, God, that I may, God, be a blessing to others, God. Fill me with your spirit, Lord, even today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all of your fruit may be revealed today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I need a little bit more love. I need some more peace, some more joy, some more meekness, some more long-suffering, God. I need some more gentleness, oh God. I need some more faith, oh God. I need some more self-control, Lord. I need more of you, God. So fill me with all of you in the name of Jesus, oh God, and take out more of me, God. Take out all of me, God, all the carnality, Lord, all the fleshly things, oh God. Take those things out of me, Lord, that I may be filled to the brim with you. I want to overflow in your goodness. I want to overflow in your power. I want to overflow in your anointing, that I may make a difference in this world today, that I may be an agent of change on this day. God, that I may bring you glory out of my life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just another day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. And I can rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Just another day that you have made, God, that I can bask in your presence and bask in your glory. Just another day that you have made, Lord, that I can make you proud of me, that I can put a smile on your face, and that I can bring you glory and honor and praise. Fill me with your joy, oh God, today. Joy that the world can't give, and the joy that the world can't take away. Fill me with your joy, oh God. joy, oh God, unspeakable joy, God. Oh God, that I may exude you. And your spirit is that joy I need. Your spirit is that love that I need. Your spirit is the fruit that I need, God, to let my light shine today, that men might see my good works and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. I won't take any of your glory, Lord, but I'll give it all over to you, Lord. I'll give all of the adoration. I'll give all of the praise. I'll give all of the acknowledgement over to you because you deserve my praise. Daily I shall worship thee because you are the Lamb of God who died for me. Daily I shall worship thee because you're the one who woke me up this morning and allowed me to see this brand new day. Daily I shall worship you because you are the one who created this beautiful a sea of water. You separated the seas from the dry land, Lord, and as I stand upon this dry land, I can bask at the beauty of the waves and the sea and the birds and the fowls of the air, Lord. I can bask in your beauty, God, because you spoke it into existence. You ordained for it to be so this day. And wherever we might find ourselves at this morning, for all that are joining me on this call, God, we thank you for wherever we find ourselves at today. And we are content in this day because you have ordained this. You have blessed this. You have put this into order, Lord. But help us to walk according to your plans and walk according to your will on this day. As our Savior said, not our will, but let thine will be done, Lord, today in our lives, that we may be vessels of honor, Lord, today, to bring you glory, to bring you honor, and to bring you praise. Reflect into put out the glory of God in all of our interactions, in all of our dealings, in all of our desires and aspirations, Lord, to let your glory be done and your will be done in our lives is our cry and our plea, Lord, on this day. God, we pray that you would bless us. Bless us in everything that we do, oh God, on this day. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, ordain us and order our footsteps. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We may have plans for the day. Lord, I have some desires that I would like to do today. But, Lord, if I don't give them to you first and I don't put them in your hands first, Lord, then they're not going to work out for my good. But, Lord, I want all things to work together for my good. So I must have to love you, and I have to be someone that's called according to your purpose, not called according to my purpose, not called according to my wife's purpose, not called according to my mom's or my boss's purpose. But I have to be called according to your purpose, Lord, for all things to work together for my good. And so I put my life into your hands. I surrender all. I give myself away. I yield to you. Yes, Lord. Every single song that cries out for us to surrender to you, Lord, I give it all over to you. I give my mind. I give my thoughts. I give my action. I give my desires. I give my plans, and I place them into the Master's hands who knows just what to do with them and more. God, you know what to get put into them. You know how to breathe life into them. You know how to cut them back, Lord, and you know what we need to do. You know when we need to take steps forward. You know when we need to let them things go by. God, you know when we need to drop them and start a brand new task. Lord, so we put our life in your hands. Nothing that we can do, nothing that we've accomplished, Lord, nothing that has occurred in our lives has happened by happenstance. So I thank you for my trials. I thank you for my tribulations because they molded me into the man that I am today. God, I know that I would not be here without the storms that have raged in my life that have worked patience and that I had to allow patience to have her perfect work, Lord, so that I can be meet for your uses, Lord, today. That I can, God, I can fulfill the plans that you've had for my life up to this point, Lord, and that will prepare me, God, to do the even greater that you have in store for each and every one of us. Help us to do greater, Lord, today. Help us not to be content with just being mediocre. Help us not to be content with just giving you the bare minimum. Lord, I want to extravagantly love you, Lord, today. I want to do above, I want to be better than extraordinary, Lord. Lady Yo told us that extraordinary is just to go above and beyond, Lord, but I want to go above and beyond without looking or requiring something in return. Just basking in a day that you have made, that you have blessed me to be able to see, just being thankful, God, that whatever I can do to bring glory to your name, that's what I'm looking for, that I can just give you an extravagant love that's above and beyond about any and everything that I can do without looking for anything in return. Help me to love others like that as well, not just love you, because you give me the example of what love is. You love me so much with an extravagant love that you gave when it did not look to be given anything back, Lord. Hallelujah. You gave your only begotten Son that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. All I had to do was believe that you extravagantly loved me. Once I believed that you extravagantly loved me, God, that love was available. Your promises were available. That's as simple as the gospel is. God gave so that we can have life. You gave so that we might live and not die. And since you gave, then we ought to live for you. Then we ought to walk worthy, oh God. Then we ought to surrender to you, God. Then we ought to yield to your will. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, today. Not only that we might not sin against thee, but that we may walk according to your will and walk in the plans that you have for us for this given day. There's nothing that will come upon us that's new, that has not occurred before, so we can find our way of escape. We can find the door that needs to be opened. We can find the answer to anything that comes our way by taking time to read your word. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord. We don't want just your word to be on our surface, Lord, that it can be rubbed away by the afflictions and the trials and the things that come to rub up against us, Lord, life and things that weigh us down. But hide your word in our heart, Lord, that we may declare your word when the enemy comes our way. We can declare your word and your promises and walk according to your word. Thank you for this brand new day that you have made. And thank you for the miracles and wonders that you have destined for us on this day. I pray for healing, oh God, for Miss Glenda Ray. I pray for healing for Miss Joanne, Lord. I pray healing for baby Noel, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I got to continue to call out those names, Lord, until, God, the miracle and wonder is performed in their lives. I pray for comfort, Lord, for Miss Annie King family during their time of bereavement, Lord, and Pastor Gilbert White, Lord. I pray for their strength and pray for their encouragement, oh God, and I pray for them in the mighty name of that ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Praise Center, Lord. I thank you for the years, oh God, and I thank you for the life that you have blessed my marriage to have, oh God, the years that we've had. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my family. I thank you for the opportunity to serve. Serve not only you, but serve this great church and serve your people. I thank you for the opportunity to be yours. And so God bless us as we go throughout this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. I pray that you will reveal to us the breadth, the width, the length, and the depth of your love that you have for us. That you would bless us in the city, that you would bless us in the fields, Lord, that you would bless us to know you, oh God, intimately, Lord, in the power of your resurrection. God, my desire, Lord, is that you would bless us, oh God, tremendously, God, above and beyond, Lord, what we can ever ask or think just on this day. I'm not worried about tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised, Lord, but I ask that you would bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think on this day. Open doors that need to be opened. Close those that need to be closed. God, bless us, oh God, and give us the strength that we need for whatever comes our way this day. We know that you won't allow any weapon that's formed against us to prosper. So whatever may try to come our way, God, we thank you already for the victory. We thank you for opening up the door. We thank you for making the way out of no way. And we bless your name on this day. Keep us, and we shall be kept. Sustain us, oh God, and we shall have the victory. God, watch over us, Lord, and nothing will be able to come against us, and we'll give you all the glory, we'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. For you are a wonderful and magnificent God. There is none like you. We thank you, and we bless your name even now. In the mighty and massive name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.